A long, long time ago, it was common for some mothers to deliver their babies at home. On February 27, 1897, Marion Elena Blanche Anderson was born in a room in a house on Webster Street in South Philadelphia. Marion was Anna and John Anderson's first child. Then came Elise, and next was Ethel. Marion's parents worked hard to keep a roof over their heads. John worked in the refrigerator room at the Reading Terminal Market. He also sold ice and coal. Besides taking care of her three girls, Anna was a seamstress, and she did other folks' laundry. Marion always looked forward to her dad coming home from work, especially on those Fridays when he brought pound cake. Early on, Marion showed an interest in music. Before she turned two, she would sit at her toy piano, hit the keys, and make up songs. She loved hearing and making sounds with or without an instrument. Anna said Marion could stay busy for an hour, clapping her hands, stomping her feet, and singing. La 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 la. Marion was delighted with all the different sounds she could make. Marion couldn't help but love music. It was everywhere. At home, Anna and John sang hymns around the house, and the family sang songs together after dinner. After Marion's daddy bought a used piano, she would sit next to him on the bench and practice the scales. Sometimes, he let Marion think she was teaching him how to play. Just going outside was a musical adventure. One day, when she was about 8 years old, Marion went on an errand for her mother and heard a piano playing. She followed the sounds of the tinkling melody up some steps, and there she saw a woman in the window, hands on the piano keys, making beautiful music. The woman was brown, like Marion. Marion thought, if she can, I can. Music was at school, too, in music class. And when other students had their music lessons in a nearby classroom, she could hear them singing through the walls. She was mesmerized. The sound of their voices was a sweet inspiration for young Marion, who sang along quietly. When she heard the singing, Marion no longer heard what her teacher was saying. Music embraced Marion like a cozy blanket on a chilly night. At age 6, she joined the junior choir at Union Baptist Church. Marion's powerful voice stood out among the others. At age 7, the choir director had her sing a duet with another girl in the choir. Their song was Dear to the Heart of the Shepherd. Marion practiced like she was going to sing at Carnegie Hall, one of the most famous concert halls in the country. The performance was a success. Everyone could hear the talent in Marion's voice. That was the first time that Marion Anderson sang in public. Marion also sang duets with her aunt at church. Pretty soon, her aunt was signing her up to sing at community events all around town. Marion was paid a quarter, sometimes 50 cents to sing. That was a lot of money for a young person to earn back then. Marion became so popular, flyers were made to advertise her upcoming performances. One included her photograph and said, Come and hear the baby contralto, 10 years old. Contralto is considered the lowest singing voice for a woman. Marion's voice was deep and rich. But that wasn't all. One minute, she could make her voice climb the scales higher and higher. The next, she could just as beautifully make her voice climb back down the scales. Her voice was like a bird in flight. It could fly up high and swoop down low. When Marion performed, the audience was in awe of her voice, an earful of stunning sounds. In 1909, the year Marion turned 12, her family experienced a devastating blow. One day at work, Marion's father had a horrible accident. He didn't get any better and died after Christmas. Marion kept a special place in her heart for him and held tight to all the happy memories. Sadly, the family didn't have any photographs of Daddy. Tragedy, Marion said later on, had moved into our home. Marion's family moved in with Daddy's parents and other family members. Sometimes as many as a dozen people lived in the small house. Daddy was gone, but Marion's family had lots of love and support from their church and their South Philadelphia community.